President Trump on the campaign trail in West Virginia, whipping up support for his embattled Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm not running, but I'm really running. That's why I'm all over the place fighting for great candidates. You see what's going on. You see this horrible, horrible, radical group of Democrats. You see it happening right now.
The confirmation battle intensified even more after last week's riveting testimony by Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford and the judge's defiant denial.
Brett's assault on me drastically altered my life. For a very long time, I was too afraid and ashamed to tell anyone these details.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. You have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
Amid the furor over Kavanaugh, Trump is making a furious push around the country to help Republicans hold their narrow majority in the Senate.
Promise me, you gotta get out for the mid. Don't be complacent. You gotta get out for the midterm. You gotta vote.
But Democrats have some star power of their own, determined to boost turnout, including Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama.
They say, well, I'm gonna wait until the presidential election. This one is actually more important. This is actually more important.
Trump will be the central figure in next month's election, likely motivating both sides, says John Fortier.
He has been out there endorsing people, working in a way that many thought when he was elected he would not be really within the Republican Party or working with other candidates. He's fully in, for better or worse, and will certainly help some candidates in Republican places, but may turn off people in others.
Democrats have been turning out in big numbers in special elections and in primaries. Positive sign for November, says Jim Kessler.
I expect Democrats to take the House. I now even think they might take the Senate, even though the map is so difficult out there. The excitement among Democratic voters is very, very high. Republican voters are turning out, too, but Democratic voters are really turning out.
And we will make America great again. Thank you, West Virginia. Thank you.
Trump is expected to stay busy on the campaign trail right up until Election Day, hoping to blunt a Democratic surge that could severely limit his presidency. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.